CarolineFibs.com.
Good morning. Are you ready? This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm ready. And joining us on the telephone right now is our monthly guest, our good friend, Ms. Caroline Phipps. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fairly well. I spent a lot of time last night shoveling, a couple different shifts. So, you know, up in the Phoenicia area, we had a little bit of snow. Not tons, but enough for it to be wet and messy and not so much fun. So, you know, I'm limber now.
Yeah, you must be really fit and raring to go.
Got that aerobic exercise in. All my muscles are toned up from throwing snow. I'm ready.
Wow. I bet everybody out there is thinking, what a sight this is.
Well, you know, when I came down from the mountains of the Catskills and came into flatter land near the river, I was like, huh, nothing, or a little bit, but mostly nothing. So I was grateful either way.
Yeah, it's always interesting being a mountain person. You arrive in the valley and people look at you as if you live in another country altogether.
Yeah, like I'm coming from Switzerland with my car covered with snow and everyone's looking at me like, where'd you come from?
Well, I have to say that having an introduction with David Ruffin and the Temps and the anniversary of the opening of the Apollo, I mean, I think the tri-state region is golden this morning.
Yeah, everybody's lucky for listening.
Oh, it's just wonderful, wonderful.
Well, Caroline, I am so pleased that you are joining us today here in Radioland. And, well, we played the Temptations Get Ready, and you're going to speak to us about being prepared. So why don't you launch off?
Yeah, I thought that being prepared was an interesting topic at the moment because we have quite a lot of disruption, it feels like, and dysfunction going on in our world. And it made me and reminded me of a story from 2003 when I was leaving Manhattan with a friend. It was August. And actually, there were a group of us in the car, and we were coming upstate. And as we were leaving town, the entire electricity grid in Manhattan failed. Mm. So all of the traffic lights went off. You know, there's immediate disruption because everybody is sort of jockeying for position on the street. And then the news was coming in that it wasn't only Manhattan, it was the surrounding areas as well. And it was actually a monster of an electrical failure that went on for many days. Well, we were driving out of town and we were on our way out. And as we were coming up the Taconic, there were cars pulling over on the side of the road. Mm. And I couldn't really grasp why that was. But they were running out of gas. And it hadn't really occurred to me that you need to have your electricity going to pump gas.
Mm-hmm.
So there were people on the sides of the road and more people as we were going up because they were, you know, not able to get to the gas station. Well, the friend who was driving us always had what had seemed to me before that, this slightly irritating habit of pulling into the gas station long before she needed to, because I was one of those people who would sort of wait for it to go on red and then, you know, then I would go. I would sort of do anything to avoid having to go and fill up with gas. Mm-hmm. But she always topped up the tank. So we, you know, zoomed up. We helped rescue some people. We didn't get stranded. Nobody had to come and rescue us. We didn't disrupt anybody. We got up to the event we were meant to. And all because one person had had the foresight to be prepared enough to fill up with gas.
Mm.
And I thought, isn't that interesting? I remembered that a little while ago. And it reminded me that the disruptions that we get today with the weather, the global health situations, the, you know, clashing ideologies, they all have one thing in common, which is we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to one of us happens to all of us. And then when we aren't prepared and we haven't put steps in place to be as prepared as we can for a future we don't know, it can disrupt other people. And then when we disrupt other people, they have to fill in and they start disrupting other people.
Mm-hmm. This all reminds me of
the... sort of like a domino effect.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's connected.
And yeah, everything is connected. So what we do impacts everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some situations recently where I've been trying to be prepared, and I'm not always as prepared as I might be, who can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been in situations where it hasn't really occurred to other people in any way to be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
So what we have to do then is fill in that gap and pick up the slack for other people. And, you know, it's profoundly irritating
mm-hmm.
when you feel as if people should be prepared and they're not. Now, there may be a good reason why they're not. But often, you know, it's just not thinking about what might happen.
Yeah.
So the thought about all of this is just to help us to be a little bit more aware of how our planning can be helpful, not only for us, but for everyone.
Indeed.
It adds to the collective, because none of us can be successful without everybody else. You know, it kind of sort of raises us all up,
mm-hmm.
the more aware and the more prepared we are.
Well, just recently I experienced something in the realm of what we're talking about. And during the pandemic, there was a shortage of toilet paper. And never, prior to 2019, thought about stocking my bathroom with rolls of toilet paper. Never. Same thing with kind of gas. Like, oh, I have two rolls left, I better stock up. Like, oh, I have a quarter of a tank left, better get some more gas. I never prepare in that way that, oh, I'm not expecting that everyone hoards the toilet paper and I can't find any. But it was interesting around that time, our former fearless leader, Will Stanley, would come in the morning and be like, Rick, get on out right now and run to Tops. They got a whole shipment of toilet paper. And he would inform me. I would leave the station and then come right back with a car of toilet paper. And, well, it took him to tell me, otherwise I wouldn't know it was there. And I never thought of preparing enough to keep that stocked.
Well, this is such a great memory of our beloved Will Stanley, isn't it?
It is. He said, run down now. I said, okay. But anyway, you're never really always prepared. You can't be.
Well, it is interesting about the future because we have no idea what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make some conscious choices to be as prepared as possible for what we know.
And how can we practice?
So, you know, we all
that?
Know that it's not terribly smart to be driving around, especially in the winter, with a gas tank that's almost on red.
Right.
You know, it can cause all sorts of issues. And, you know, this winter with the terrible storm that hit Buffalo,
oof,
there were a lot of people on the highway there. And if you're already low on gas and then your car is stuck in a huge snowstorm, You're not obviously going to be able to turn that engine over periodically to keep warm. And you can't fix everything with that, but at least it puts you into a more advantageous position than if you're already running on empty and you're in this very, very difficult situation. So I think the interesting thing about being as prepared as possible is that it's helpful not only to us, because people like to be around people who are prepared.
Mm.
It makes them feel, you know, that they can trust you, that you're reliable, that you're going to show up, that you're going to do what you say, and you're going to help them to be successful.
Yes.
So making some conscious choices to make some carefully thought out actions, it's just worth the time to sort of go through your life and take a look at places where you can be as prepared as you possibly can.
Mm.
So, you know, doing stuff like, you know, do your research. If you're going somewhere, do your research. If you want to know more about what's going to happen next, do your research. Mm. Make a plan. It may change. But at least make some kind of a plan so that you've got some kind of contingency in there.
Mm.
And another thing that I'm noticing at the moment is that people aren't communicating very clearly.
Mm.
And that also can create all sorts of disruption and lack of preparation.
Mm.
Because when we don't communicate clearly, we're not really quite sure what somebody else is going to do or what they're going to bring or whether they're going to write that report or whatever it is. So I think to communicate really clearly with each other, whether it's, you know, spoken or text messages, emails or whatever it is, just be very, very clear about what it is you need and what you're expecting and what you would like them to do. Because another thing that I've noticed is that people make a lot of assumptions about what's going to happen and how people are going to show up and who's going to do what. And for example, when you're a filmmaker on a film set, you don't dare make any assumptions about people showing up or, you know, having the right batteries in the lighting equipment or the cards in the camera or the actor knows their lines. It's sort of, you can't make a single assumption about a film set because you're going to get caught and everybody's going to be hanging around waiting for that problem to be solved.
Mm.
So that's a really good example of how, you know, We don't function properly if we're not communicating clearly and we're making too many assumptions about what's going to happen.
Yeah, even as simple as making plans for dinner. You can say, I want to eat this style of food. And then you can communicate before dinner time to the people that you're going to dine with. Hey, here's the menu for so-and-so restaurant. It's online. Check it out. Tell me if this is what you'd like or what fits your palate tonight. And then that way, ahead of time, you're prepared. You know what's on the menu. So when you're going out with your friends, you have an idea already. You could change your mind, but you are somewhat prepared for what you're getting into. Like, you know what you're going to. And I just experienced that with some family over the weekend, and it's a wonderful thing to be on the same page, really, even if it's a web page.
Yeah, I think that's beautifully said, because everything we do, every choice we make affects people either negatively or positively.
Yeah.
Even a simple thing like going out to dinner.
Yeah.
And as you say, ordering the food, or often even worse, who's going to pay the bill?
Mm-hmm.
That can get really complicated and confusing.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the clearer we are about these things and the fewer assumptions that we make, the better. And in today we've got, you know, we've got worse, actually, at communicating. I get text messages from people sometimes, and I literally have no idea what they're trying to tell me anymore because they're doing it on the run, or they've spoken to Siri, and she has interpreted it completely differently, and I have absolutely no idea what they mean. And then I have to send another text and say, can you be more clear about what you mean?
What, you don't get what the duck are you talking about?
Exactly. And another thing I think is important is that if you say that you're going to do something, then do it. Show up and do it.
Yeah.
And if you can't, say so. Because there's a lot of that as well. You know, you think somebody's going to show up and do something, and then they never do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, let your intentions be your rule as opposed to just saying, yeah, sure, we got that.
Yeah, exactly. And then you think, well, do they really have that? And then the next day, maybe they don't have that. And you're kind of left in the lurch and you're having to fill in the gap. And then we all know how unbelievably irritating that is. And then we can descend into some very dysfunctional behavior because it's annoying. Mm-hmm. And then we're angry, or, you know, we feel like a victim, or we get passive aggressive, you know, or it's depressing. Mm. And so it just adds to the collective dysfunction. Mm. And it's not necessary. You know, we already have a lot of dysfunction today, and we don't need to add to it. We need to take away from it.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're giving people advice to not congest the world with dysfunction, but to actually make people function. And thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It's always important.
Absolutely.
And it's always great to hear from you. Now, I know personally that you're easy to contact, and folks can get a hold of you and tell them how, and if they do send you an email, one of them will be received in a wonderful way. So tell the folks what I'm talking about.
Yes, send me an email, caroline@carolinefitz.com. And I hear from so many people, and it's so wonderful. I absolutely love it. And I always pick one of them for an elegant coaching session each month. And it's just such a joy to do it. So please keep the emails coming.
And be prepared, because it might be you that gets the wonderful complimentary consultation. Caroline@carolinefitz.com. Caroline, thanks so much for giving me some great information and some tools on how to better myself. I appreciate that.
Well, you're the most elegant person I know, Rick. Or maybe one of them.
Okay. Maybe
so thank you.
Yeah, maybe in the top 50. That's cool.
No, always in my top 10.
Ah, well, thank you. Same back. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I look forward to next month. Caroline@carolinefitz.com. You can check out this segment again on the audio archive page in the coming future. Caroline, all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show, Rick.
You're welcome. This is the Up and Running Morning Show.
CarolineFitz.com.